A September 12th ribbon cutting ceremony is set for a new center dedicated to the namesake of the Norma Johnson Center. Good morning with your WTUZ 9 o'clock news. I'm Mary Alice. That new display will be at the Yellow Pole Barn and will contain various items from the Johnson family as well as her own belongings. Tuscarawas County Park Manager Jesse Rodonker says that this ribbon cutting is a chance to remind residents of the different natural resources available in the Tuscarawas Valley and also as a way to thank Johnson.
We want to recognize and acknowledge and thank Norma Johnson for the work that she did do in Tuscarawas County, and in particular with the donations that eventually created the Norma Johnson Center as we know it today.
Rodonker adds that donations made this new display a possibility through a host of local groups and companies. And the Norma Johnson Center features 300 acres of nature conservation along with trails and bodies of water, and the public is invited to that ribbon cutting set for 1 p.m. A total of $15,000 has been provided by the North Canton Medical Foundation, and that funding is expected to train new members of the Access Tusk organization for their wellness portion. And Bridges to Wellness Hub Director Sarah Andlick says that up to 4 new trainees will be brought on as part of this grant.
Pay for training for 4 community health workers for the community that will be training through the Ohio Board of Nursing, and it will also pay for software for 4 agencies to be able to employ a community health worker.
Our community members as well as families are put in contact with the right medical providers based on their needs, along with help pushing past certain barriers through the Bridges program. And CHWs help area families make the right decisions all based on their individual needs.
Community health workers are sent into the home of people who are on Medicaid and need additional resources and need to be connected to the existing services in the county. The community health worker will go in and work with the families in their own home to decide what pathways need to be addressed.
And Bridges is expecting to expand in the future into Carroll, Coshocton, as well as Muskingum and Guernsey counties. In your state news, newly released data is showing drug incidents at the Trumbull County Jail in Cleveland nearly tripled last year. Cleveland.com reports that the Cuyahoga County Jail tallied 61 drug violations in 2018, and that's compared with just 22 in 2017. And it logged 49 drug violations in the first 7 months of this year. Drug overdoses were reported in 3 inmate deaths last year, and a county spokeswoman says that the drug incident data reflects not just overdoses, but also when drugs are found on inmates, visitors, or people being booked into the jail. And prosecutors recently alleged guards worked with gang members to sell drugs to inmates, and 2 guards have been charged. And authorities are still investigating conditions and alleged civil rights violation also at that jail. In your sports news, in MLB action, Carlos Santana and Jake Bowers homered, helping the Cleveland Indians defeat the Chicago White Sox 11-3 Monday night. And the Indians and White Sox play again today at 7:10. In local programming, don't forget to check out the Big Z Sports Weekly podcast that will be up later today with Eric and Chris. And you can find that at WTUZ.com. And that's going to wrap up your 9 o'clock news report. Service of the First Federal Community Bank. We'll have your Z Country forecast right after this.
Hi, this is Scott Fennell. At First Federal Community Bank, we take pride in providing excellent service and building lasting relationships. We contribute positively to our communities, one person at a time. Our employees serve as leaders and volunteers in more than 60 local organizations each year. First Federal Community Bank, where we believe in being the change you want to see. Check out our Be the Change campaign on our Facebook page and on our website at firstfed.com. Trust, integrity, service. First Federal Community Bank. Member FDIC.
Fog can slow you down early this morning. Mostly sunny sky will follow with a warm high of 83 degrees. Increasing clouds tonight. Chance for a few showers overnight. Low of 67. Tomorrow, mainly morning showers, then becoming partly cloudy in the afternoon. High of 79. Clearing sky Wednesday night. Low 53. Mostly sunny Thursday. High 74. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
And WTUZ's 24-hour streaming service for country music, news, and sports can be heard online at WTUZ.com or by texting LISTEN to 330-339-9399. With this, look at your September 3rd news report. I'm Mary Alice.